There's been a lot of commotion over Bill Clinton's multi-million dollar deal to publish his memoirs. Commentator Victoria Rowan says it seems some in the publishing world are the most aghast.
Media employers at newspapers, magazines, books, websites, radio, TV, etc., are notorious for paying staff unlivable wages that require second jobs or trust funds to survive. Management claims the money just isn't there. This is especially true in New York. And yet somehow Knopf has rejiggered its balance sheet and found the cash to pay a reported $10 million to Bill Clinton. This is a guy known to much of the public as a jobless, mediocre jazz musician with some compulsive seduction and lying problems. A president who paid legal counsel millions to keep himself in the White House and out of a grim remake of the song Jailhouse Rock. The two times I voted for Clinton, it was because I thought he had the potential for executing some brilliant diplomacy. In light of this record-breaking book advance, ostensibly because of all his bad behavior, not because of his political prowess, I'm now convinced that he deserves a MacArthur Genius Award for his scam artistry. What can Slick Willie possibly tell us that is news and is credible, not to mention fit to print? Won't this book inevitably be nothing more than a book-length press release? Furthermore, insulting to all writers everywhere is that here is a guy getting a gargantuan book advance without having written any major portion of the book. Clinton's book deal also includes the editorial services of miracle worker and book editor Bob Gottlieb. Such star coddling is enough to make any other mid-list author want to smash his word processor to bits. Presidents who were big squares like Jimmy Carter or George Bush the Elder certainly didn't have publishing houses chasing them with this kind of boffo purse. It would be one thing if this deal made business sense, but there have been plenty of stories exposing that big-ticket celebrity authors rarely recoup their publishers' advances. But what really makes me want to picket outside of Knopf's Midtown Manhattan headquarters is this: the loss to the reading public of 250 other bona fide authors who would have been thrilled to receive advances, say, in the workmanlike $40,000 range. Knopf has consistently published some of American literature's finest books by authors including Toni Morrison and John Updike. I sincerely hope that Clinton doesn't bankrupt the publishing house out of existence. Oh, and some advice to Knopf President Sony Mehta. I highly recommend that you also find the budget for a flotilla of fact-checkers.
The comments of Victoria Rowan, a writer and writing workshop instructor.